Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chris's favorite podcast in the world.
Buddy Podcast.
This is your favorite, right?
Oh, yeah, it totally is.
All right, here we go then. My hood, I'm like Afghanistan, and I just put some cheese on his head like a Pakistan. Trust it, that's my Kobe Bryant. Ain't no way I'm training, man. Don't try me, or my goons be at your house like they the cable man. They say I'm a sex symbol. They say I'm a ladies man. Dressed up in the ladies' fashion. All right. What up, Briss?
Oh, we got Matthew McConaughey in here.
Who?
You coming in with the all right.
You know, I say that much more often than I should, actually. Like, every time I, like, jump on, you know, play the game with somebody, you know,
Next thing you know, Miles is going to be driving a Lincoln and just talking all slow.
Yeah.
Telling you why you should drive a Lincoln.
I can't even remember what he said, but those are, like, the most smooth, badass commercials.
Dude, like, it's just so fucking chill, and it's like,
yeah, bro.
Damn. And literally, that endorsement came because he did the fucking Lincoln Lawyer movie.
The what?
That Lincoln Lawyer movie, where he was a lawyer running his law office out of a fucking Lincoln.
What movie was that?
It was literally called Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh my god.
It was pretty good.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, good McConaughey movie.
Well, you're the movie guy.
Oh yeah.
I went back the other day. Go ahead.
And I rewatched Dark Knight for the first time in a minute.
Okay.
Still the greatest opening to a movie ever. Greatest opening scene to a movie, because that heist was just perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that one was great with the school bus and all the clowns. Yeah, that one was good.
And, like, even the way it transitions into, like, introducing Batman in the movie itself.
Yeah.
Even that was, like, a nice second scene, too. Movie was too good.
Wait, when did Batman come in on that?
Like, literally after the opening heist scene, you've got, the, like, the little scarecrow drug scene.
Batman
pops in, because I'm not wearing hockey pants.
I don't have on hockey pads. Dude, I remember the first time I saw that. I was like, dude, this movie's great.
Dog, like, literally. I still hold it, like, at a weird rank as far as, like, comic book movies. Like, I grade it at a higher scale as, a crime movie.
Yeah.
Than a comic book movie.
Yeah, I know. You've said that multiple times.
It's like, a beautiful crime film. Like, right. That shit is just amazing and mind-blowing.
Yeah, dude. And, like, it was, especially when you saw it, like, then, like, even if you watch it now, it's like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Like, it transcends being a superhero movie to me. It's,
yeah,
like, I feel like calling it a superhero movie holds it back.
Right. But the Joker, what was his name? Ledger? Heath Ledger? Like,
was so
right, because right when the music, or the movie released, he was, like, it was, like, right after he passed.
Yep. Yeah, because he had apparently committed suicide, like, after, you know, they finished filming.
Right. And, I mean, that shit. Like, when you saw it, because everyone's like, dude, this is a game-changing performance, right. You know, like.
And I was like, really? Is it? And then it's like, oh, shit, it really
totally
was.
It totally was, dude. That was, like, the pinnacle. I still think that's the best Joker.
I still got a weak spot for Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Yeah.
Like, because it was just so. It was something about that one that was just, like, so perfect. It's like a crime boss type of Joker, which is what I kind of like more.
You don't like the crazy psychopath?
I still like the crazy psychopath, but it's something about the crime boss. Because just, to me, the crime boss is a little more dangerous than the crazy psychopath.
Yeah, pull your mic a little bit to the side.
Because, like, you know, he's kind of more calculated and more knows what he's doing rather than just, I'm going to do this shit because I felt like
it. Sure, yeah. Not just light a pile of money on fire in front of the mafia and slide down it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I will say, I do wish I could have gotten more of Zack Snyder doing Jared Leto's Joker.
I like that Joker.
Because that fucking scene at the end of Justice League.
I didn't see that.
Oh, that scene was so. Like, that was the moment where I'm like, this is why they cast you as Joker.
Yeah.
I can tell right here, this is why. Because it's literally just him and Batman having a dialogue back and forth.
Really?
About, like, all their history and shit. Hmm. And, you know. He's like, yeah, that's why you never send a boy, Wonder, to do a man's job. And he's basically referring to how he killed fucking, you know, Robin in that universe.
He killed Robin in that?
Yeah, because remember Batman vs. Superman? They had the scene where you see the Robin suit?
Yeah.
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 That was from when Joker killed him.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, the whole conversation, like, he's sitting there, he's, like, getting in Batman's head.
Yeah.
To the point where Batman's like, you know, like, yeah, watch the next word you say. Be very careful. And then he's like fucking says slick shit. And it's like, that was not careful. And then it had my favorite Batman line I think I've ever heard in a film.
What'd he say?
Where he's talking to Joker because Joker just kept pissing him off. And he's like, because Joker's like, yeah, you'll never be able to kill me. He's like, oh, no. He was like, because I promised, you know, such and such. I think it was like he said he promised Lois, like, when he does kill Joker, he's going to do it nice and slow. He was like, so make no mistake, when I kill you, and I will fucking kill you, it your boy, will be slow.
Is your boy Affleck doing it too?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, just Affleck and that angry, depressed, I will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Type of voice.
It's Affleck's like, a good Batman.
Dude, he really was a pretty damn good Batman.
Yeah.
Like, even because I knew his Bruce Wayne was going to be great, because it's like, Bruce Wayne really is, you know, a pretty depressed guy, and Affleck can kind of play a pretty depressed guy pretty damn well.
Right.
So it's like, that's how it was easy.
Yeah. I mean, who's the new kid, the Batman? Twilight?
Yeah. Okay, so look.
I'm kind of pumped for that.
I watched, like, other films that he's been in.
Yeah.
Dude, if you get a chance, watch Good Time. I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Like, it was a film that he did after Twilight where, like, him and his brother, whose special needs are trying to rob a bank, and okay. Shit just goes left field. That movie was so fucking... I'm like, yeah, he's going to be a good Batman.
Really?
I can see that working out now. Because he's not just that Twilight kid. He actually was like, no, I can act. Like, I'm going to show y'all I can act,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to call him this. Twilight until I see him as
like,
Batman.
You know, it's like, hey, you still a Twilight guy. Like, because right. It's what we knew you for. But he's actually done quite a few good roles since then.
Well, that's good. It's promising.
Yeah.
It's starting to rain in good old Comerica Park.
It's gotta rain be, delay time.
It's got to be raining outside. Yep. It doesn't look like it's coming down too heavy, though.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they'll stop it unless it thunderstorms. Let's see.
Oh, Sixers are up 5 at halftime.
It probably will get delayed for a little while. Ooh, tonight's going to be a late one.
Really?
It's got to be. I mean, it's going to be thunderstorming until 11.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, it's in the 6th. They'll pick that back up.
They probably will.
Yeah.
Or they might just have them pick it back up tomorrow, even.
I can't remember, like, when the last time they did that. If it gets too late, I don't know, maybe. They'll check the forecast. They're trying to, like, knock out the innings right now, though. Mm. Dude, did you see the game last night? The Tigers ended up blowing it, like, the 11th, but...
Duh.
In the bottom of the 9th, Paredes? Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was at that one. Yeah, well, against the Mariners where they blew it in extras?
No, last night against the White Sox.
Oh.
He literally hit a bomb.
Uh-huh.
And the dude robbed him of the home run. It would have been a walk-off shot. Like, he literally jumped over the wall and snagged it.
Dude, look at DeGrom's fucking stats.
That guy's putting up video game numbers,
like,
bro.
He's not realistic. And
no.
The fucked up part, he's not, at least from what I've seen, he's not using the sticky stuff or nothing like that. That's just him.
Yeah, I mean, all his teammates have come out and said it, too. Like, right. No, he's not using,
like,
that shit.
It's just him.
I mean, he's just, this might be, the level that he's pitching at might be, like, the best stretch in the history of the sport.
Because, dude, his career ERA is under 2.
That's insane.
Like, huh?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, I'm sorry, it's what? And it just stays there every year?
Two of the Tigers couldn't have got him when they got Fulmer.
Yeah.
They were not splitting with him or Syndergaard, though.
Nah.
At that time. Which Fulmer, I mean, dude, if they still had Fulmer, like, granted he had that, like, this guy's for sure getting Tommy John, like, throwing motion to where his, like, elbow would be flat and he had that wrist turn to where it caused a lot of strain on the elbow.
Mm.
But if Fulmer, because now he fixed it. Like, if you can see him now, he throws overhand. And he never used to do that before. But if Fulmer would have fixed that prior, like, the Mets would have won a World Series with that starting 3 rotation.
Because
Fulmer was Fulmer was filthy, I should say, back when he was with the Mets. And early when we got him. Anywho, yeah, we've just been watching, like, so much baseball lately.
Ooh, so much baseball. So much.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've had a lot of bets. I think they're calling the game right now.
Probably.
No, Miggy just called for time. How's it looking? Do the Padres have any hits? They got one.
Yeah, just one. I need Tatis to give me one. Like, come on, El Nino.
You took him for a hit?
Yeah, just one. Because he was able to get him last week, you know?
Yeah, but that was only, like, early. I guess
he got two of them, I think.
Yeah, but the second one wasn't on DeGrom. Or was it? Because he did go like eight.
He was like the only person that got hits off of DeGrom, I think, early in the game.
Yeah, he doubled in the first. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see the Padres go up against him twice.
Yeah,
like
in
the last week. Yeah,
literally, like less than 7 days apart. It was 6 days. Yeah, because it was Saturday they last played him.
Mm-hmm. All right. So takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been watching? What have you been doing? What's on your mind as far as podcast stuff this week?
Not much really, you know.
The Bucks are ass,
dude. they did pull it off yesterday, but
yeah,
dude,
true.
I saw that score after I had like got out of the movies. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Because they were up, right? Well, early or no?
Yeah, they were up early. They were up after the first because they were up. I think it was like 31-19 at the end of the first.
Okay, and then it was like in the 60s.
It was
no,
31-11 actually, and that then out of nowhere, my Brooklyn started, you know, clawing back in the second half because Milwaukee just couldn't fucking buy a shot.
Yeah,
it was so horrible. I'm sitting at dinner watching it, like, why?
Yeah.
Am I watching this? And then you know you get to the end of the game and it's like, did the 0304 Pistons play tonight?
That's what I was saying, bro. It was like under 90 points,
yeah,
both of them.
Like, the fuck?
Dude, honestly, I'm probably going to sound like an idiot right now for saying mm-hmm. this. I didn't know that Giannis' brother played on the same team.
Well, one of them, yeah, because the other's on the Lakers.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like he's got one brother that's on his team with him.
I've never put two and two together.
Which is funny because the younger brother has a ring before Giannis, technically speaking.
Averaging like less than a point per game, probably.
Probably less than a minute, even.
Yeah. Well, dude, his brother came in. It was his older brother mm-hmm. in the game yesterday. Did you see the block?
Nah.
Bro, he got a block. It was like his only stat of the game.
Bruh.
And I've never seen someone
damn,
like.
He's got 10 strikeouts?
Of course he does. He's Jake DeGrom.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy was as hype as like Ben Wallace, like blocking it for the championship.
Bruh.
Over one block, and it's probably the first block he's got all season, man.
Probably.
It's hilarious.
No, he did have a game where he actually balled out one night earlier this year. Like, I think he dropped a 30 ball one night when
really?
Giannis didn't play. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we got Philly, Atlanta tonight. Philly's up 9 with 10 left in the third. Then we've got the Suns and Nuggets. I feel like the Nuggets are in big trouble, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Phoenix is way too good right
Even
now.
Even the coach said they quit.
In the last game?
Mm-hmm. Well,
they got
he was like, yeah.
Blown
he was like,
fuck
I saw
it
and they
game.
Quit. They quit that game. Like,
yeah.
It was just sad.
Yeah. I mean, Phoenix just laid it on. They kicked it on them.
Well, I'm just saying. Phoenix and Utah Western Conference Finals is going to go to 7.
I agree. I think it could. I think it will.
Because I don't
actually.
See the Clippers digging out of this 2-0 hole again.
Not against Utah.
Yeah, it's not
Did
happening.
DeGrom just give up a homer?
No.
Oh,
almost.
Shit. Yeah, there's no shot to... I was telling somebody the other day, I forget who it was, and they had, like, called me. We were talking about basketball, and they're like, man, I think the Clippers, if they beat the Mavericks, and I'm like, chill. Like, they're they probably will beat the Mavericks in Game 7, just riding that momentum
hype.
From
yeah.
winning Game 6, you know, but they're going to get just washed by the Jazz.
Mm-hmm. And it showed.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get leads over Utah, and then it's just... It's gone.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell takes over.
Utah's
Which
too
is crazy
because
you would think Donovan Mitchell would be struggling in this series because they would probably primarily put PG and Kawhi on him.
Yeah.
But they're not. It's like against Dallas all over again. Like, you just going to let their best player just run free when it's a wing player and you have two of the best wing defenders
right.
in the game?
Right.
Like, come on. How stupid are you? That's bad coaching.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch. Because it's going to be Phoenix and it's going to be Utah. I'm going to watch every minute of that series.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be better than the finals.
Possibly.
Like, that will be the finals.
Mm. It could. Yeah, it could.
Whoever wins that's going to win the championship.
Yeah, because I still don't see Brooklyn going all the way.
Brooklyn's not going to beat one of those teams. Nah. Like, Brooklyn's got the firepower, you know. They've got a big three, but those teams are just so well-rounded,
yep.
you know.
Like, it's so many pieces.
Right. Philly, though, you think Philly's got a shot to beat Brooklyn?
It's possible. It is possible. Like, it just depends how well Philly can roll. Like, if Embiid and Tobias can score at a high clip and give you maybe 30 a night minimum.
Like, each, yeah.
Yeah, you know, 30 each. And Ben Simmons can, you know, come at least come close to a triple-double.
And then you get Seth Curry that's,
you know, to at least give you 15.
Yeah.
You could get 10 out of Danny Green. Right. It's possible.
I mean, Philly's got a stacked roster.
They really do, because, dude, I think they got George Hill, too. Yeah, I think George Hill is on their roster, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Like, because they got a few guys, because I'm like, I do remember making the joke that they were building a super team to compete with freaking Brooklyn. But mm-hmm. Yeah, they got George Hill. I mean, still got Dwight. Like, they've got pieces.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's possible. Oh, Anthony Tolliver's on that team.
Is he?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Anthony Tolliver. I feel like I haven't seen him play since he was on the Pistons.
Yeah, because I think he went back to Minnesota after he left here.
Something like that. Or, no, we traded him with... didn't we trade him to Philly with Tobias? Or, no. We traded him to the Clippers with Tobias.
I think so, yeah, because we also had traded Boban, too.
Yeah.
And then Bobby and Toby broke up when Philly didn't want to bring Boban back.
Where's Boban playing now?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now it's Luka and Boban as best friends forever.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, they're totally best friends right now.
Not as good as Tobias and him were.
Nah, Tobias and Boban was just such a great bromance.
It was like one of the most unexpected things.
Like, exactly. It's like, how did you two become friends? Like,
right.
And it's just like, they're inseparable.
I know, like, you see, like, the Pistons Twitter, and, like, every single day it was them, like, retweeting, like, those two, like, out eating together. Yep. And shit. Like, you would just never think that.
Right.
So, yeah, what's going on? We've got, did you watch any of that E3 stuff?
Not yet. I did see that Battlefield trailer, though. That was fucking sick.
That shit looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've never been into the Battlefield games, though.
I've tried. I couldn't really get too right. into it. I mean, and it's funny because, like, I would probably prefer them because, you know, like, campers aren't as effective in Battlefield at times because you could just blow up the fucking building if they're camping in it. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, that's definitely got my interest.
Yeah, I mean, I never got down with, like, the mechanics. It just didn't feel, I don't know, there was too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, too many people. But one thing I am hyped for is the Battle Royale part of it.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be for probably a while after it comes out.
Right. I'm kind of geeked to see what Bethesda brings to the table with Microsoft. That's the one that I really want to see.
What, like a Halo BR?
Nah, not even like a Halo BR, because just Bethesda makes fucking great games, dude. Because remember, that's the guys that did Fallout, Elder Scrolls.
Never played that either.
Like, they're good story games.
Yeah.
And, because actually, Bethesda has most of their games on Game Pass right now. So,
I saw that.
And, they also did Doom. They did the Doom games, too.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they make some fun games, because Fallout 4 was so fun. I still have to finish the story, because, like, it's just that long of an open-world RPG.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking fun. And I played it, like, when it first came out, so I had, like, the glitch to basically clone shit, uh-huh. And it didn't break the game. And now you can play it with mods, too. So, like, there's
so
many...
Has it been out for a while?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. Because, okay. Like, initially the mods were only on PC. And then they made it where the PC mods can be played on console.
Really?
Yep.
How do you set that up?
You just go into the mod store on the game, and it lets you download them from their mod, like, the entire mod store
shit.
For free. Yeah.
Yeah, like, graphic mods and stuff like that, too?
Dude, there was a mod on a Fallout 4 where they made the freaking Deathclaws into Macho Man.
Wait, what? I feel like you've shown me this before. But
I think I have, yeah.
Was it already highlighted?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you've shown
me. Yeah, Macho Claws. Like, it's literally just Macho Man Randy Savage is the fucking Deathclaws. Which,
oh,
when
my
you run
God.
Into Deathclaws in this game, that shit is not fun. It's not fun at all.
All right, I can't tell what's going on right now.
It's like it's looking around. And then...
Oh my God.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Is he wearing Hulkamania?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Game looks good.
Yeah. Dude, they had like one weapon in here because the game's set in like Boston and it was like Series bat. So when you swing with it and hit someone, you just hear like the crack of a home run and the crowd cheering.
Oh my God.
This game's so fucking fun, dude. I need to actually finish, like, because I never did take the time out to actually play Elder Scrolls Online or Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
I never played that either.
Dude, Skyrim's been remastered so many fucking times.
I know,
dude.
It's
like,
been
that
out forever.
And GTA are the two games that just get remastered after remastered.
Right.
Not even but it's just so much life out of them.
Right.
And they're just milking it at this point.
I was thinking about getting Red Dead again, or at least giving it another shot. Like, I was playing it the other night.
I was debating on going back through it again.
I was playing it the other night, like, while I was laying in bed, and I was at a way different part than I thought I was.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I got past the part that I, like, thought was boring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got it on PlayStation. I can't, like, just sit there and play games on a PlayStation.
That's fair.
I got to do it on the computer.
Did
you start
Assassin's Creed yet?
All right. I got to be straight with you.
That's fair.
It's not my game, dude.
That's fair.
Like,
it's fair.
I'm like probably about like 40 minutes into it, right?
Uh-huh.
And just nothing about it appeals to me.
It's fair. It's fair.
I don't like the movement. I don't like the combat. I don't like...
The combat is very different from what I remember from Assassin's Creed because they changed it in, I think, Odyssey to being the shoulder buttons rather than using like X and Y.
Well,
and
I'm
all
using
that.
A mouse and keyboard too.
Oh, yeah. So
I need to... Maybe that's what I need. I need to plug in a controller.
Yeah.
And I just need to try it with a controller.
Probably.
I mean, the game looks phenomenal.
It is.
It looks so good.
It was so beautiful playing it. And I bet it's even more, like, better looking on your fucking PC than it even was on my Xbox.
Oh, yeah. It's running, like, solid, you know, 1440p, 144
right.
frames. Like, it looks fantastic. But
dude, just if you continue playing it, just don't be the idiot that I was trying to get Thor's armor early in the game. Because to get three pieces of it, you have to beat those witches. And they're so fucking high level, dude.
Well, I just got to the part where, like, after you, like, go up the mountain and, like, come in and, like, break into that house. And then, like, that first fight.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, I'm bored. Like, maybe I just didn't give it a real shot.
It could be. It could be.
I don't know. I was also, like, you can't rebind the keys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you want to, like, pull up the dashboard, you have to, like, reach all the way across the keyboard to I. And then, like, H and J does something, and that's just completely unnatural.
Mm. Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, and I'm just like that. And I couldn't find it, like, where to rebind the keys. Maybe I got to pull up, like,
the actual guide.
Well, like, there's, like, the software for my keyboard. Maybe I'll just use that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just weird, man. Like, so far, not my cup of tea.
That's fair. That's fair.
I was thinking about trying that the Watch Dogs game out, though.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you seen any of that?
I haven't played it. Like, I heard it was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Ooh, good catch.
I actually watched a stream of it.
The thing with Watch Dogs, they have so much potential in those games. I don't think it just ever really capitalizes
right.
on it. Because it could really be, like, a next level, like, GTA type game.
Right. It really could. But better because, you know, the whole, like, hacker system and, like, you could ideally, like, or, like, hypothetically thinking with how the game's designed or, like, what the plot of the game is.
Yeah.
Like, you could make that shit so sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can hack any computer in the city. You know?
Right.
Or hack, like, any system.
Like, it's such a good concept, man.
Right. And it's just, it's not executed to the potential that you would like it. I don't know. I was thinking about giving it a shot.
Mm.
But then I find myself, especially lately, like mm-hmm. when I go to turn on a game, like and sit down and actually play something, then I'm like, oh wait, this game's on. I wanted to see this picture, so I'll like just turn everything
yep.
off. Turn
that
on the baseball
happens.
Game.
Totally happens. Happens to me all the time.
And then I've got like three games going on, and then oh shit, at 9 o'clock another game starts. Why not watch that one too?
Right.
You know,
four streamer.
Right. Yeah, man. I've just been watching a lot of baseball this week.
Mm-hmm.
We had that crazy bet we hit. That was a good
one,
man.
Dude, that was a good one. That felt great.
That was a really good one.
Look at us.
I mean, that was plus, like, what were the odds on that? Like, 2,100 or something or more?
Yep.
I mean, it was only a five leg, but we took two or three underdogs, and we hit all five.
Man.
So that was a good one. Have you seen the have you seen the memes of we were just talking about him last week, La Russa?
Oh yeah,
like dude. Where he's got like the sideways hat on, and then yep. like when the Tigers
How's
came
they
back,
do, you fellow young kids.
Yeah, that shit was actually pretty funny.
You like get it while it's hot.
What's the boys talking
Philly
about?
Philly plus 30, 31 plus.
When? Oh my god!
Like, wait, is he getting that out of hand?
They are currently up 18 with 6.5 left in the third.
You know he might be on to something.
Maybe.
He could very well be on to something.
It's plus 2,900 odds.
Right. Like, you know?
I mean, it wouldn't really make sense for us to share it. Anyways, right. One of our guys in our Discord took Philly plus 31 live bet. And yeah, Philly's up 18 with 641 in the third. I got to put my phone down. I was
it's not even letting
me do the podcast
goes
quiet when I have my phone.
It doesn't let me even do the 31 plus all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're probably like, wait, this is too good. They're probably adjusting the odds on it.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, I'm actually going to put this on pause. Okay. I got to run somewhere real quick. All right, everybody, we're back. Sorry about the break. All right, so Chris did end up getting his 31-point parlay. Or not parlay, but 31
I was
point.
Able to find it.
What are the odds at now?
It was still 27,000.
2,700?
Yeah, 2,700, I believe.
Oh, shit. So it's more a little more likely. It was at 2,900 when he took it.
Yep. Yeah, it's 2,700. Yep.
For anybody who wants to join our betting Discord, we're placing just silly bets all day, every day.
And El Nino got his hit, and there we go.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's a game.
Is that a two-run? Was that off
the
Grom?
That was a two-shot, yep. Oh, no. It wasn't. Nah.
Damn, they already pulled him? Oh, it's a seventh. Still, they got him out of there. Damn, Tatis hit a...
Tatis got on base, and then Cronenworth hit the bomb.
Are you sure he didn't walk?
No, he got a hit. It's a hit right there, so I'm like, yes, there we go.
Nice. Tigers are still holding up, still playing. Oh, your boy Jake Rogers is at bat right now.
Hey, there we go. Jakey boy.
It's because I got it muted. What do you think about the Tigers broadcast right now?
You know, I haven't really been listening, per se.
These guys are fucking boring, dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I haven't really been listening, per se. Like, I'll have them on, but I really got other stuff playing over it as far as noise. Like, I just look over at the TV.
Yeah. Is that dangerous in these situations? Like, just listen how boring he is. Get that rain going for infielders or an outfield. If you get a ball right infielders? Now, you gotta make sure you get I love the radio broadcast, though. Yeah. Like, that, I will listen to those guys every single day. Sometimes I do that. Like, I'd rather just listen to the game, you know, than watch it. Or, like, if I don't want to just sit somewhere. Like, I'll just throw in headphones, throw in the AirPods and just turn on the radio app and just listen to the game.
Yeah.
Or you can do it through MLB, too.
Right, either way.
Yeah. And Jake Rogers strikes out. Damn it. He's 0 for 3.
God damn it, Jake.
But at least they're probably not going to pinch hit him, so that's...
Yeah, true. Manny Machado is 0 for 2.
What else we got? Oh, dude, we have like the card of the freaking year. Maybe that's not that
we
good.
We say
but
this every card we keep coming up at as far as like the big UFCs. It seems like every month we like, how do you beat this card? And then there's another one.
Yeah,
and
but this card is this card? Really good, man.
I know.
Like really good.
Like they've been on their shit booking this year. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, I'm even going to watch like the prelims on this one. Mm. And I mean like... Most of, like, the UFC, like, you know, events, like the numbered events, like UFC 255, 256, 261, like, those are worth watching throughout. But this one is like, oh, shit, it's dude. Stacked. Like, you don't want to miss one of these fights.
Yeah.
Like, you got Chase Hooper fighting in the early prelims. on the prelims cards, you got Brad Riddell versus Drew Dauber. Mm-hmm. I mean, a bunch of guys that are just, you know, 12-0 versus 12-1.
Oh yeah.
13-5 versus 12-6, 9-1, 23-10. But I mean, like, even just, you know, record aside, like, you know, these guys are good fighters.
Right.
But the main card, this is going to be a stack. Dude, I'm watching every second of this.
So worth it. So worth it. So did you watch the shit show Sunday?
No, what happened?
Floyd and Logan Paul.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that shit.
Chad Johnson didn't look too bad.
I only saw the clip of him getting, like, fucking drilled, dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was not looking that bad most of that fight, in all honesty.
That's what you said. You texted me about it.
He looked way better than I expected.
Really?
I thought it was just going to be a joke, him going out there. But I was like, you know, he actually took the time to learn. He was disciplined.
I mean, he is an athlete, and it's not in the sense he was like a contact sport athlete, not like Nate Robinson.
Who just came in swinging like he slap boxing his brother in the backyard.
Right. And, I mean, we've seen it, dude. The YouTube kids, they can box.
Yep. Although technically Floyd did knock Logan Paul out, and then he basically held him up.
Really? That's what I heard something about.
Yeah,
that.
I saw
that
a video clip. Like,
is that accurate?
That kid was, when you see the video clip, he was actually knocked out.
Like, think so?
You could kind of see he was a little asleep, and Floyd basically was holding him up like, hey, don't go down. Wake your ass up. We need this money.
Yeah, it was like, you need to win by decision. You know, Floyd had a bunch of money on that.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if in boxing, is it illegal to bet on yourself?
Technically, it will be any sport, but if you get somebody else to do it for you and they're not too obvious with it, you know. Like, everybody know Floyd bets on himself, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
I don't know. I think it might be different, though, if you're betting on yourself compared to betting on, like, you know, another decision for it. Like, if you bet on yourself to lose, I feel like that would be frowned upon, because it's like, well, what the fuck? You taking a dive?
Yeah. Dude, Logan, I feel like Logan Paul's like an actual crackhead.
Oh, totally. Is. Yeah, he is.
He's got to be.
He's definitely a crackhead. Like, there's no way around that.
Or, like, there's just
they're both
something.
Crack babies.
Yeah, there's just something wrong with him. Like, he's got, like the fiend's face. Every time I see him, I think that.
Mm. What?
What?
Korean barbecue indoor grill for $32 on Amazon. Bro, this thing looks like a fancy-ass George Foreman, though. I ain't even gonna fucking
shit.
Lie.
Oh, like, my
it's
God.
It's even got the little pots up under it and shit.
Are you getting one?
Dude, I might have to get
one. How much you say it was?
It's like $32.
Oh, my God.
Fucking fat kid deals, bro.
Dude, I watch that shit all the time.
Man.
You ever, are you on their Discord?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I literally just keep that
it
up.
It took forever to get it to the Discord, but man.
It's just, the only thing about this, man, it's a bunch of cheap bullshit.
Man, yeah.
Like, they mark everything like, oh, this is heavily discounted. It's like, no, dude, like, that's not even worth that much.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bunch of garbage. I actually saw something the other day about, like, there's all these resellers on Amazon who, like, get this shit so cheap.
Yep.
And I feel like that's essentially what these guys are doing, just, like, reselling the stuff. Or just, like, marking up and, or, like, you know, hey, we'll sell this for you. You have, like, a bunch of idle inventory that you need to get rid of because you're just sitting on it and no one will buy it.
Yeah.
So how about we mark it, you know, at this much, promote it for you.
Yep.
And we'll sell it for you in a day. It's a good business model.
No, like Donovan Mitchell tweeting about, DeGrom, he like, bruh, Jake ain't fair. I don't understand. I don't even do this stuff in MLB The Show. Like, yeah.
What did he say? Oh, Jake DeGrom?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to even do this on the show, bro.
Like, I legitimately feel like he's putting up the best numbers we've ever seen from a pitcher.
Oh, yeah, easily, man. Like, it's, and I don't think we'll see anybody come close to that again.
I mean, eventually, maybe.
It's possible,
maybe.
But, like,
you never thought what he's doing right now is possible. Think about, like, Justin Verlander's hot streaks or Max Scherzer's hot streaks. Like, they're not even touching DeGrom, what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And those guys, like, when you saw them, you're like, no one's going to be, you know, as good as this. Or, like, David Price when he was hot, or King Felix, you know, any of those guys.
Yeah.
You're like, man, like, it's going to be hard to be better than them.
All right.
And DeGrom is just shitting on it right now.
He is. He's just unreal, man.
Watch him not get the win tonight.
Oh, yeah. Because that's how it always fucking happens. He even gave himself run support.
Right.
That's the worst part.
Oh my god.
Like, that's really, it's so sad. Like, you have a career ERA under 2, and your career winning percentage is hovering around 500. Like, what sense?
Wait, he's really around 500, like, career win?
Yeah. Like, his career wins are not that high, dude.
No.
Like, yeah, because they always blow it.
Yeah, you got to pull that up. That's insane.
Let me see real quick. Yeah, because, like, I saw the metric of it, and I was like, what? Okay, so he's a little higher now, 75 and 53. But it's like, dude.
Okay, so he's quite a bit higher than 500.
Like, okay, his career ERA is 251, and you're at 75 and 53. Like, you should be way higher than that with that ERA.
Right. I mean, you're losing 2-1.
Literally, every time you're losing yeah. 2-1. And it's like, it's the two comes pretty much sometimes after you're even out the fucking game.
Right.
So it's like, oh, shit.
That's crazy, man.
Man.
It looks like the Tigers are still going through the rain. Like, they were covering up all the cameras and shit.
Man.
So what's the news on Scherzer? I never heard that. Did you ever find that?
I did not find it. Let me see if I can find it right quick.
Says he left the start early with an injury.
Yeah, because it was only 12 pitches he had.
He left the start against the Giants in the first inning after a visit from the trainer. He appeared to be dealing with a lower body issue, according to some Washington sports writer.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah, because Strasburg was already hurt. I called that one. I said, that dude's going to need Tommy John this year.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I said that like the day that you like took him to have a certain amount of strikeouts, and I'm like, Chris, mm-hmm. don't do it, man. He's gonna need Tommy John this year.
Yep. And like, then boop, it happened.
It was literally like that game.
Yep.
Is when it happened. Any fun NFL news? I haven't really been like keeping up too much with
other than Rodgers not making that mandatory camp. However, even bigger deadline to pay attention to in regards to those mandatory camps. Houston's, oh, no, wait. They canceled theirs.
Wait, what do you mean they canceled it?
Houston canceled their mandatory mini camp.
Why, because of Watson?
So, here's the thing. They don't say it's because of Deshaun, but he wasn't going to show up, so why would you even have it?
Because there's going to be 5,000 people standing outside protesting.
Like, come on now. But apparently, yeah, like the coach said some shit like, yeah, we're canceling because we've gotten in enough work throughout the season, you know, throughout the other camps that we've had. We're in a good place.
What?
So I'm like, oh, and 17, here they come.
Oh, my God.
Unless Deshaun plays, they not winning a damn game next year, bro. Like, I feel so bad.
They're going to be the first team to go 0-17?
Man, I feel like it. And it's going to be funny because it'll be the first year that you could do it.
Right.
And they end up doing it.
Yeah. They will if Deshaun doesn't play.
Yeah, because it's like, dude, they're fucking disastrous.
They don't have anybody.
They keep adding in the backfield.
Yeah.
Like, because they added, it was someone else that they added recently.
Well, they're expecting to hand it off 35 times a game because they can't pass the ball.
Like, it was somebody else that they added recently. I forgot who the fuck it was.
It wasn't Todd Gurley. Is he still in talks with the Lions? Like, they've been talking about that for a while.
Apparently he's in talks with Baltimore out of nowhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like,
that doesn't make sense.
It does not to me at all.
I guess the Lions move didn't really make sense either.
Exactly. Shoot, apparently somebody was trying to say for a second Kansas City could be a favorite spot. Yeah, they picked up Burkhead.
Oh, I did see that.
So they've got Burkhead, David Johnson, Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay. Why?
What?
Why? Like,
they're expecting to just burn through him this year.
Got to.
That's
got to
be the case.
I don't understand. And then they still have Dontrell Hilliard and Buddy Howell there in the backfield.
Oh, my God.
Like, Burkhead, I feel like, if anything, they're going to go into the season with the three on the roster of Ingram, Johnson, and Lindsey.
Yeah, and then they're going to need Burkhead for the two games he'll be healthy for anyway.
Exactly. Like, if Burkhead makes season roster, though. Because who's keeping four running backs on the roster like that?
They might need to.
Yeah, you might.
List one as a fullback or something, you know?
And then, like, what receivers do they have?
They have literally no one.
Randall Cobb, Chris Conley, Brandon Cooks.
What? Where did Fuller go?
Fuller went to Miami.
Oh, yep. That's going to be dirty.
Andre Roberts is there. Taywan Taylor, Dante Moncrief. Wow.
Oh, they got Moncrief?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, they're just...
Speaking of wideouts, man. So, Julio in Tennessee, he's going to be wearing number 2.
Yeah. And his reasoning for it was because, you know, 2 times 11 is 22. So, that makes you remember you got to account for all 3 of them on the field. I'm like, it's cheesy, but I don't
what?
Mind it. Because he's got 2. A.J. Brown has 11. And Derrick Henry is 22. 2 times 11 is 22. Yeah, that's his reasoning for
that
it.
That is... It's got to be the dumbest reasoning I've ever heard to pick a jersey number.
Hey, man, look, it's Julio.
Like, if you could have said, like, my favorite kicker growing up, I would...
I'm just kind of laughing,
I would like
though,
that more.
He said he wanted to go to a team with a quarterback that can just sling it down the field.
I mean, Tannehill's not Pennington, man. He's got a gun.
Compared to what he could have ended up, where he could have potentially ended up though with a slinger down the field.
What, like Green Bay or something?
Green Bay, KC, even Baltimore.
Yeah, or Seattle or something.
You know, like, or you know the deep ball is going to come
yeah.
at any given moment, not just because you're down a bit more.
I mean, you got to also think, like, some of these... Like, Kansas City doesn't need Julio Jones. Like, they're not going to shell
okay, but
out.
Look, though.
What did he even give up? Was it a second rounder?
It was a second rounder, yeah. Exactly. It was a steal.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I would have gladly welcomed Julio because, like, you don't need him, but think about how much difficult you are to stop with him.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Tampa didn't need AB last year, but.
It's nice to have.
Exactly. And it definitely helped you out quite a bit. So it's like, hey, if you can get it, why not go for it?
I mean, I like that he went to Tennessee, though, man. They've been so close the last few years.
They'll
like
still
the
be
last
close.
Like 4 years, really.
They'll still be close.
Like though. Ever since they got Vrabel, they've been close.
Yeah, Vrabel's actually revitalized them because they're not going 7-9 another damn year.
Yeah,
under Jeff Fisher.
Fucking Jeff Fisher.
Dude, the man literally made, and I'm so glad he hasn't got another head coaching job because like at this point you have to know he's no better than 7-9 each year.
Right when the Rams got rid of Jeff Fisher is when I got on board.
Yep. See?
Because that was when Gurley started to explode and then like Foles took off.
Yep.
You know, and I was like, oh shit, this is a fun team to watch. But I mean, I like Julio in Tennessee. That's gonna be a tough tandem to stop.
Yeah. It really is.
It's gotta be the best tandem in football.
I mean,
if you count Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Then, it's debatable.
Even then, though, because, I mean, you still got Godwin and Evans, too, which is just as
Julio still. And A.J. Brown.
I know, but...
They're better. Julio and A.J. Brown is a better tandem than Mike Evans and Godwin. It is. If you're grading off of last year, at least.
All right, fair. I mean, at least with Godwin and Evans, though, I know they're going to get in the end zone.
Yeah, true.
Julio's allergic to it for some reason.
Right. I mean, he was a lot better last year than he's been in prior seasons.
No. Julio had 1 touchdown last year.
No, dude. I thought he had like 8. Wait, am I remembering this all wrong?
Hey, let's see. Because I believe it was 1.
Wait, he only had 3 last year.
Oh, yeah, 3. See,
he only played 9 games though.
Still, 3 though.
In 9 games,
like it's just crazy because he racks up so many yards in his last few years: 3, 6, 8, 3, 6, 8, 6, 2, 10, 8.
Well, Calvin Johnson had that issue.
Oh, Calvin was getting in the end zone though.
I know he could, but there was that 1 year. The year that he broke the record where he was getting stopped at the 1 like every time.
Yeah, but that was 1 year. This is like it literally goes in a cycle of 3, 6, 8.
Which is still good.
Oh, wait. He's going to get 8 touchdowns this year then.
There we go.
Because he's went on the 3s and 6s. So
count
it's 8's time. There
count
we
it.
Go.
You've heard it here first,
man,
ladies
and
gentlemen.
It's like, it's just so weird. Because, like, the year he had the 2, he only played 5 games that
yeah.
year. So, you know, a slight pass there. But he's playing at least, you know, 14 games. And it's like he's getting 3 and 6 touchdowns. Like, come on now. How is this even possible?
It was, I don't know, man. It's one of those anomalies. Like, Calvin Johnson had a couple of seasons where he only got 5 touchdowns. Mm. But then he also, like, erupted for, like, 16 one year and, like,
yeah.
12 or 14 or something. I think in his last season he had, like, 9 or 10.
And that's basically Julio. Like, he's getting you, yeah, at a minimum about, and that was his first year, basically. A minimum of 959. Yeah. And he played 13 games that one.
I feel like his production is going to go down.
It is.
Just
AJ's
due to the fact that
a little bit, but I don't think it's going to go down too much.
I think AJ is going to continue to climb. Actually,
it's possible.
My reasoning. I just think they're too run heavy,
and that's the thing. Too,
as
yeah.
opposed to like where with Atlanta, where they would their defense was so bad, where they would get down in games
and
just
have
be
to
forced
just
to throw
it. Yeah,
and I mean, when you got Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, like, you just go with those wideouts. There's no
yeah.
reason to throw it anywhere else.
Pretty much.
As, you know, opposed to Tennessee not being on that same, like, their defense is too good.
Yeah.
Their running game is best in football.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't, there's not a huge need, but he's going to be a beast. Who'd they get at tight end? Didn't they get somebody?
Yeah, because they lost Jonnu Smith, so they had to
right.
pick up somebody. I forgot who it was, though.
They're talking about trading for Zach Ertz.
That would go a long way.
Right.
Because I don't think Ertz really, you know, is washed. I think he's still got some left in the tank.
Oh, they have first round. The guy was there last year. He was decent.
Yeah. He was decent. And then they've got Swaim behind him.
Swaim. Wasn't he in
New York,
Indianapolis?
Was it Indy? I thought he was in
New York. No, he was in like...
Oh,
he
yeah,
played
he
for the Cowboys for a few.
Yeah.
It was with Jacksonville. I'm remembering him from the Cowboys, though. Mm. What?
Oh, new Ghostbusters trailer just dropped. Sweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's
I'm
that?
I'm kind of hyped to go see it. Because apparently it's supposed to be like a legacy movie for the first two. And Bill Murray and them are supposed to be back in it. And
really?
Paul Rudd's in it, too.
No shit. Is it like the whole like full
cast? All of them that are still alive. Because remember, what was his name? Egon. He passed away.
Who's that?
He was the one that directed it. Like the one with the glasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was in like the Trunk the Kids movie, right?
Was he? Oh, no, he wasn't. No, you're thinking of Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis is still alive. He just stopped acting out of nowhere.
Huh.
And then he recently came back to acting. Ryan Reynolds pulled him out to do a cell phone commercial. Was so weird.
I've never actually seen Ghostbusters.
Really?
Oh, I saw the chick one, and I was like, this is fucking tacky, dude.
Oh, the first two were classics. Yeah.
Bill Murray
and Dan Aykroyd.
Right,
yeah,
I've never seen those, but, I mean, obviously everybody still talks about them to this
right.
day. The one chick in that movie, though, oh my god,
Kate McKinnon, dude,
yeah,
she was the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, she was the reason I was able to actually watch it,
right?
Because I'm like, you know what? Just give her a spinoff.
She's that lady's really fucking
she's
funny.
She's fucking
though.
Hilarious, like, because everything she does,
yeah.
it's like,
well,
you're
that one movie
the show.
That she did with Zach Galifianakis,
oh,
where
yeah.
they're like hillbillies. what fucking movie was that? Where he robs the bank
I can't
and he like
remember it. Shit,
he's doing it to like leave with. Another chick.
Oh, man.
And Owen Wilson was, like, the bad guy. What movie was that?
So, Owen Wilson's actually in a new Loki show.
New what?
They did a Loki show on Disney Plus, and Owen Wilson's in it.
Loki, like,
from
Thor's brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched the first episode. It was pretty good. It was funny as shit, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta find this movie now.
Somebody getting a nap.
Old Zach Galifianakis. Fuck. Have you ever seen any of his stand-up?
I haven't watched a stand-up.
It's actually pretty funny. He's really? Pretty, yeah, he's actually a really funny guy. Why can't you just see the goddamn movies?
Hey, Miles, you know 7 years ago today, the Tigers drafted Patrick Mahomes? You know also the Tigers have drafted more Super Bowl starting QBs than the Lions have?
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man, it's fucking hilarious. Now he owns a division rival. They grow up so fast.
Now he, wait, what'd you say?
Now he owns our rival, well, our one of our division rivals. I don't know if you can count Kansas City as a rival per se, though.
Like for football?
No, for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
He bought into the Royals.
Oh, yeah, you can 100% count them as a rival.
Yeah.
We do not like the Royals.
It's like, fuck them.
Was it Masterminds?
Was it? I think that was it.
Yeah, I think it was. Kristen Wiig, which that chick's really funny,
dude. Dude, she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, she was the reason I was watching Saturday Night Live for a second.
Right. That movie was actually really funny.
Yeah.
Had Jason Sudeikis in it. I was watching, I was scrolling, like, Twitter or something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this, like, scene from the, Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you obviously remember those movies.
Right.
And it was, like, me talking about my Warzone, my friends playing Warzone. And it was the one where he's like, I know you suck or something. I guess I'm just, that was a total miss.
Bruh.
Cutting that from the podcast. I don't know, man. I feel like I've just watched so much baseball, and that's the only thing to talk about right now.
I mean, it is. I mean, the NBA playoffs have been somewhat predictable after the first round, so you know.
Yeah.
It's not really that much to discuss there.
I mean, you've got 9 minutes, and they're up 18 still?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only put a buck on it.
If Philly goes on a run, you got this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still 9 minutes left.
They could do it. I have faith.
The only thing is, no, you know they'll pull their starters.
Right. But the bench guys can still jack it up. I got something to prove, coach.
Right.
Be like old Bruce Brown last night. This is my moment. Brucey's time to shine.
I mean, it was a Brucey kind of game.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I saw that, the final on that.
Man.
All right, anything else, Briss Mode?
I don't know.
I feel like we're just reaching here.
We kind of are.
I told a story about a fucking tweet that I saw that didn't even make sense or tie into the show at all.
I mean, hey, look.
Ooh,
so
shit.
Did you hear Kyler Murray say he's leaving the door open to potentially play baseball at some point?
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I just don't know how well that would work because you're a quarterback.
Right. What you did know, he play? What did he play in baseball? Was he a shortstop or something?
I think Second he was base? A shortstop or something like that.
He looks like he would be one.
But it's like my thing there is, you know, I do feel like football shape and baseball shape are probably two different things.
Oh, 100%.
And if you're going to be playing, you know, baseball, you're probably not just going to stop in enough time to do full football training camp and everything.
No, I think it would essentially be like taking a year off.
Yeah, like he would have to at that point.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's so exciting to watch, like, play football that I feel like it would just be kind of a joke to watch him go play baseball. It's like watching Tebow play baseball.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I can't believe that fucker got a roster spot.
Dude, I couldn't either. I got a game for you. It's on a Game Pass. It's called Maneater. It's a Shark PG.
I've seen it.
Like, yeah, I'm going to have to download this and give it a shot.
Yeah? Have you played it yet?
Not yet. No. My friend Nia was telling me about, like, download it. I'm like, what the fuck is it? Then I looked. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're literally just going around as a shark eating people, right?
I'm Deep Blue Sea. I'm like, well, shit, this seems like it'll be interesting. Like, just going around eating people, running away from giant squids and stuff. Oh, they messed up the double play.
Oh, wait. So E3 doesn't actually start until tomorrow?
Yeah, technically.
Oh. I turned some shit on the other day, and I couldn't keep up. Because
they were giving out, you know, info and stuff. Yeah. It was stuff dropping.
Like, I watched this. Like, I just had this YouTube video on in the background the other day. And I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I couldn't keep up. It was a bunch of, like, just, like, you know those, like, bullshit developer games that nobody ever plays? It was, like, promoting shit like that.
Nah.
You know, like, the platformer games that's, like, the same game, just, like, different colors and different characters, and they try and say it's a different game?
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that. I don't know. I'm excited. Like, I feel like they'll finally, like, say something about the Halo since they've, like, actually been working on it.
Probably, yeah.
What else, like, what else is expected, do you know?
I feel like we'll get more footage from Suicide Squad's game and that Batman game, probably.
Dude, I forgot those were even a thing until I saw something about that the other day. Yeah. I'm actually pretty pumped for those.
I am, too.
It'll probably be, like, next year for those, though. It's not this year, right?
The Batman got pushed back to next year already. Suicide Squad was already set for next year, though.
Okay. Which one of those look better?
I'm actually more intrigued by the Suicide Squad game because it's made by the actual studio that did the Arkham games. And the other is just like a spinoff studio, I think. Yeah. Plus, it's like you got to kill the Justice League. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Wait, that's what you're doing in the Suicide Squad?
They're like mind controlled or some shit. So it's you against the Justice League.
No shit. That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Like playing the bad guys.
I'm actually excited for the new Suicide Squad movie, too. Because James Gunn is directing it, the guy that did Guardians.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Those were really good,
He's basically going to kind of bring that same type of concept of fun into that.
That's good.
And, like, I saw the trailer. Dude, they got, like, fucking John Cena in there playing this character called Peacekeeper. And Peacekeeper was so fucking popular from, like, the first trailer they showed last year that they already were like, yeah, we're bringing the character back for HBO Max series, and they've already filmed the series.
No way.
Yeah.
Just from a trailer?
Yeah, like, because John Cena's playing the part so fucking, like, it's so hilarious. There's one part where he's talking to, like, another character.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, yeah, I will do anything for peace. I don't care how many women and children and men have to die for me to get peace. I will do anything for peace. It's like, what? He's like, even if it's a whole beach of dicks, I have to suck for peace. Like, what? What? Like, dude.
This, like, is John Cena doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, man. It's going to be fucking
hilarious.
Has
he, like, transitioned to full-time actor now?
He's definitely has over the last couple years. Like, he hasn't wrestled in a minute.
Really? Because
he actually didn't even do WrestleMania this year because he was filming Peacekeeper at the time, and he couldn't contractually make it.
Oh, no shit.
Yep, so he already reached that point that The Rock has of, I can't really come back and play, guys.
Right.
I'm busy doing big things. And then he's in that Fast and the Furious that's coming out next month.
Huh.
Yeah, is Toretto's brother, who we never knew existed for an entire 8 fucking movies.
Isn't it 9? Or is this
now,
number,
like,
9?
This is the 9th one, but
oh,
it's like,
God.
Really, the 9th movie, and you all of a sudden want to introduce his brother?
Is that Vin Diesel's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Those movies have gotten out of hand.
Dude, they talk about trying to cross over with fucking Jurassic Park. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Just go for it at this point. Fucking cross over. No, I want to see them do the obvious. Fast and Furious needs to fucking cross over with Transformers. That needs to happen.
Right.
That actually should be the one that they do. I would be okay with that. Fucking Toretto just drifting Optimus Prime and shit.
Yeah, but can you imagine them busting out of a skyscraper building? And then there's just T-Rex storming in from 200 miles away.
Because the new one, apparently they're going to space in the new one.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Who's even writing these things anymore?
Let me pull up the trailer so you can fucking see it. Because I saw this shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on?
Well, here, I can play it on here and we can play this on. Is there, like, this is the actual trailer?
Yeah. I think it was, like, the most recent one that had the fucking spaceship shit.
Okay, let's see what they're talking about. You know, and your flowers. That's not my flowers. I got the baseball game.
I'm so confused, though. They brought fucking Han back. We'll wait this one I'm like, didn't
who?
This fu- the guy that died in Tokyo Drift.
Wait, so they're bringing people back alive, introducing dinosaurs, and they're going to space.
Well, they're not introducing dinosaurs yet, but they're planning to introduce dinosaurs.
But they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're like, we want to just do the Jurassic Park crossover. Why?
Does it show the space part?
Yeah, it's like towards the end, I think. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cave in and go see this shit. I'm going to just do it. I'm going to talk shit about it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see it. Well, there was the, what was it, 8? That one? Or 7 or something? Yeah, I don't know. That was the last one that I saw.
I think 6 was the best one to me.
Maybe that's the one that I saw.
And then 7 was like, 7 was okay, but that was the
was
one.
Was Paul Walker still in 6?
Yeah. Well, Paul Walker was in 7, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think 7 was the last one. And I didn't like 7 that much. It was a good movie. I just hated it because I felt like they kept teasing the whole, oh, Paul Walker's character's going to die. And he doesn't. Up, he's going to die. Yeah. And he doesn't. I'm like, I felt that too much in that movie.
Mm. This summer.
Right.
They're pulling up in Lambos to Drake's house.
Man.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to like introduce a brand new character who's...
like who's an actual sibling and shit. Like
Ludacris is still in it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And Tyrese is still in it and shit too. I honestly finally sat up and watched the spinoff on Hobbs and Shaw. It wasn't that bad.
What's that?
That was the one that they did with The Rock and Jason Statham. They gave their characters their own movie working together.
Oh, this okay.
Yeah.
That's the one that I saw last, was the one with The Rock in it.
Yeah, I think that was 6 when he first came in.
Okay. Dude, I tried to rewatch like one of these movies like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
It's like the corniest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, it aged not that great.
It was terrible.
But you know what, though? I could still somewhat watch Tokyo Drift because that was the last one that was actually about the cars.
I've never seen that one.
It was actually not as bad. It was the third one. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. I still wish Need for Speed could have kept going, though, as a film franchise.
Dude.
Because I actually like the Need for Speed movie.
Oh my god, is the Jets? Is this where they're going out of space?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Come on. What is this? They're flying cars. Still, this movie, one of the movies, I don't know which one it is.
Man.
Has one of the greatest quotes of all time.
Yes. See, like, they're about to do the jet part in a second.
Oh my god.
Like, really?
F9, the Fast Saga.
Wait, what was that? Okay, wait. I don't think that's the same trailer that I was just playing. Clubhouse.
Well, I saw the car as a jet.
Oh, because like. Wait.
Anyways, the no, this is different.
Yeah, it was.
But dude, one of the best.
Yeah, cause see.
One of the best quotes from any movie. Fucking... Oh my god.
It's like, really?
Why?
Really?
Oh my god.
Like, why is this happening? Why have you gone this far?
Right. But Paul Walker, he's walking with Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I just gotta find it.
Oh yeah, the one with The Rock, where it's like he's like The Rock walks in, it's like, hey Mia, better hide your baby oil.
No, dude, this is right here, hang on. This is one of the best quotes in any movie.
Let your man go, huh? Drop it, I don't want to talk about it. Drop it, hell. I want to hear about this, homie. I said, forget about it, cuz.
No, yeah. Forget about it, cuz.
I said, forget about it, cuz.
Dude, no. To this day, the part at the end, I think it was at the end of 6, where like The Rock comes in to tell him, yeah, y'all free and good to go, you know, here go your papers and all that. But he walks in and Tyrese's like, yeah, hide your baby oil. And then The Rock just snaps back, and it was apparently an ad-libbed line where it was like, you better hide that big ass forehead. You see Tyrese go, wait, what?
Okay, that was the one that I saw.
Yeah, like, I was like, damn, like, why you gotta cook this man like this?
Right. I don't know if that beats. I said, forget about it, cuz.
Forget about it, cuz.
Cuz.
Yeah, cuz. Forget about it, cuz.
Forget about it, cuz.
Man.
All right, well, I think we're over, actually.
Are we over?
Yeah, by about 5 minutes.
Hey, man, look. We do it big. Oh, DeGrom left with an injury.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
That's no good. What kind of
flexor
injury?
Flexor tendonitis.
Uh-oh.
That's no good. No good at all.
All right, well, I'm calling my shots now. I'm going to give you guys some picks for the fights tomorrow.
Hey.
Right flexor tendonitis. All right. This is just what I sent to the group chat. Taking Izzy.
Okay.
Chase Hooper. Jamahal Hill. Leon Edwards. And Muhammad. In a five-fighter parlay. Straight up money line. Those guys are getting the dubs.
Fuck it. Why not? Let's take it.
And that's what I'm going to leave you with.
Wow. Apparently Sewell and Crosby will compete for the starting spot.
For what?
For the starting tackle position on the Lions. While they're debating on if they want to trade Tyrell Crosby or not.
I don't understand why they would just move one of them.
I mean, well, the one to move is Crosby.
No, I mean, like, move him to the right side of the line.
Well, I think they're moving Sewell to the right, because I think Sewell was supposed to have been left tackle, so they're moving him right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And just leave Decker there? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The Lions' line is going to be filthy.
Oh, it's going to be fucking ridiculous.
It's going to be filthy. All right, well, that's our show. Yep. Follow Chris on Twitter.
The tweets of us.
Follow me on Xbox. I'll be playing Maneater.
Right.
And forget about it, kid.
Forget about it, kid.
All right. That's our show. Peace. You going to give us a peace, Chris?
I thought I said peace.
I didn't hear it.
I thought so. Shit. I don't know.
Say it or I don't stop the show.
Well, don't fucking stop the show then. I'm going to do a filibuster on the show side piece.
Man, ain't no way I'm trading them, man. Don't try me, yo. My goons be at your house like they the cable man. They say I'm a sex symbol. They say I'm a ladies man. Dressed up in the